Dr. Schumann, Big Painting of Progress, on Cynthia Hill, H-I-L-L, Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A. Place was ragged, assisted living in Clio, P-R-A-G-G. Date was August 15, 2022. Paragraph, Ms. Hill was seen because of concern about urinary tract infection, period. She also has spastic quadriparesis, or quadriplegia due to cerebral palsy, and hypertension and hypothyroidism, and history of recurrent deep vein thrombosis, period. New paragraph history. Mrs. Hill can offer no meaningful verbalization or information, period. The staff at the home is concerned that her urine was a bit pink or reddish, and we're wondering about a urinary infection, period. Because of her poor speech, we could not elicit dysuria from her, period. She seemed a bit irritated when pushing on her lower abdomen, period. She does have urinary incontinence and needs briefs, period. The staff did not record any recent fevers, period. Recently, she was on the amoxicillin for a dental infection, but she's finished that over a week ago, period. There's no change in her quadriplegia. Period. She also has a history of seizures and has multiple medications for this. But he's not had any recent seizures, period. These seem stable. New paragraph review of systems. Constitutional. He's not feeling fevers or having chills. I'm unable to ascertain vision from her. The eyes move randomly and the pupils are about equal. ENT, difficult to assess hearing. She seemed to hear and answer one-word answers, but it's not reliable, period. Respiratory, there's no evidence of dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no clutching of the chest or anything to suggest angina. Oh, just not yet. And her hypertension is well controlled, period. She has no specific hypothyroid symptoms, and this is stable, period. In paragraph review of systems, constitutional headache, fever, or weight change. I, unable to assess vision, ENT, no complaints, respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, no chest pain. Could be elicited from her, there's no evidence of punching of the chest. GI, she has constipation, but that's not too bad now. GU, she's incontinent of urine. Unable to elicit dysuria, hematological, no bruising or bleeding. Skin, no rash or itch. Musculoskeletal, she has flexion contractures of all limbs, period. In paragraph, past issues for spastic quadriplegia due to cerebral palsy, gastroesophageal reflux disease, constipation, essential hypertension, hypothyroidism, seizure disorder, anemia, history of deep vein thrombosis, severe mental retardation, previous pressures of the coccyx stage 2. Paragraph. Examination. She's not acutely distressed. Period. What's the vital for?
97.3%.
Temperature 97.3.
16 for respiratory.
Respiratory 16.
And 130 over 80.
Blood pressure 130 over 80.
And the other.
Okay. Head and neck. The pupils appear equal and react to the light. Eyelid and conjunctiva are normal. Ears are normal inspection. Hearing difficult to assess. Neck supple. Short neck. No palpable mass or nodes or thyromegaly. Lungs. Clear to percussion and auscultation, period. There's no excessive muscles for breathing. Cardiovascular, normal SNRS 2, no gout, no murmur. No, she has puffiness of her feet, but no pitting edema. Abdomen soft and non-tender, bowel sounds normal, no palpable organomegaly. CNS, cranial nerves are difficult to assess due to poor cooperation, period. She resists eye opening and couldn't comprehend my commands, period. There's no obvious facial asymmetry, period. She is weak and nearly paralyzed in all of her limbs, period. She has flexion contractions of her elbows and knees bilaterally, period. There's no joint inflammation or effusion. No cyanosis. Skin was unremarkable. Preparing up assessment plan 1, possible urinary tract infection, period. The staff was concerned, and she has briefs, and I was attempting to get a straight catheter culture, period. However, there appears to be an obstruction. I was not able to successfully get into the vagina to get the urinalysis, period. I will treat empirically with Keflex 500 milligrams 3 times a day for 3 days to cover the possibility of cystitis, period. She's not febrile or septic looking, period. 2, she has a seizure disorder, and I will continue Lamictal 25 milligrams BID plus levetiracin of 1,100 milligrams twice a day. She has diastat 10 milligram gel available per rectal if she has an acute seizure, period. 3, she has spastic quadriplegia due to cerebral palsy, period. This is very debilitating. 4, she has chronic constipation and I'll continue Xanax 50 milligrams daily plus Miralax 17 grams and 6 ounces daily. Seven, for spasticity, we're using Baclofen 10 milligrams twice a day as needed, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.